an Indigenous design consultant whose input is shaping the future of the Gibson's Public Art Gallery, last week issued a call for increased sensitivity to the practice of traditional West Coast art forms. Corey Douglas, a consultant and artist with a background in architecture design, is a member of the Squamish Nation with Haida and Tsimshian ancestry. For more than two decades, he has been seeking the cultural knowledge that was denied to his grandmother during her enrollment in the Indian residential school system. "I didn't really understand the purpose of getting a culturally rooted understanding of who I am in my family until I was in my 30s, said Douglas, a graphic artist and trained jeweler. "That's when I started practicing artwork itself." Douglas delivered a wide-ranging public lecture in downtown Gibson's on February 27, picking up on themes he explored with local tourism and heritage officials in an earlier meeting. He is providing ongoing guidance to the Gibson's Public Art Gallery as it develops plans for renovations and upgrades. GPAG is just one of Douglas's current projects. Last year, Vancouver Community College released its new brand identity, to which he was a major contributor. The historic Scenic Urban Development Initiative south of the Burrard Street Bridge, where the Squamish Nation plans to construct 10 high-rise towers, has also engaged his services. Although Douglas is a draftsman-turned-artist whose business prospects are burgeoning, he's emphatic that cultural art forms should respect strict boundaries. When he started his art practice, he was unaware of the differences between Coast Salish motifs and the formline art of Northwest Nations, Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian. He began sketching the flowing, unbroken ovoids that distinguish work of artists like Robert Davidson and Bill Reed. "This is perpetuating a cultural identity and the traditional territory of another nation," he realized. Formline design is not an art that is practiced in Coast Salish territory. His insight led him on a quest to identify and learn the key elements of uniquely Coast Salish art with the help of his mentor, Squamish carver Aaron Nelson Moody. As the distinctive elements came into focus, he had a further revelation. Distinctive Coast Salish design is conspicuously absent from public places across the traditional territory of the Xm Theta Kim, Musqueam, Squawu Seven Mesh, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh, Tsleil-Waututh, nations. "Architecture and planning have played a significant role in the erasure of our visibility in our own territory," he said. "In Gibson's, I don't see any cultural relevance to or references to the Squawu Seven Mesh people other than the land acknowledgements. There's a lot of room and space for culture to play a role in this architectural design industry. We're seeing some pretty significant efforts with various municipalities where culture is beginning to play a little bit of a role. Even totem poles are not part of traditional Coast Salish art," Douglas said. He cited the example of UBC's Museum of Anthropology, which is ringed by Haida-style big houses and poles. "Arthur Erickson, its architect, didn't engage with the Xm Theta Kim Nation," he said. "If he did, he probably would have found moments of more culturally appropriate and relevant ideas that could be used for his expression as an architect. Instead of totems, welcome figures and house poles are commonly part of Coast Salish heritage." Two traditional Squamish village sites, Chikelp and Shetaw, neighbor the Gibson's townsite. As the Squamish Nation expands its development portfolio across its territories, Douglas foresees collaboration with the municipality to ensure that the land's essential identity is made clear in culturally appropriate ways. "Whether it's 5 years or 10 years from now, Gibson's needs to get ready," he said. Editor's note: a previous version of this story said Vancouver Community College released its new brand identity last month, whereas it was in fact released last year.